Let's start with the good news. Friday not only marks the end of Ramadan for the area's Muslim community, it marks the arrival of spring. Yes, the spring equinox is here, and that means spring has finally arrived. Time to consider those new garden plantings and the promise of warmer weather. Friday is also Won't You Be My Neighbor Day, celebrating the late Fred Rogers, and it's International Happiness Day. So it's guaranteed to be a memorable weekend. Let's kick it off with Ballet X. It's their Spring Series 2026 at the Suzanne Roberts Theater. Ballet X co-founder Matthew Neenan is behind a trio of works in their latest production, and one is a world premiere. The troupe is also celebrating its One Dance, One Philly initiative, which encourages dance around the city with community workshops and public performances. The Spring Series goes through Sunday. Godfather of Soul James Brown was known as the hardest working man in show business. Now another James is taking the title. Playwright James Imes has three plays on stage in Philadelphia this year. Good Bones is at the Arden through Sunday, and Wilderness Generation opens at the Suzanne Roberts Theater in April. His third play, The Most Spectacularly Lamentable Trial of Ms. Martha Washington, opened this week. It goes through Sunday, April 5th at the Wilma. We'll have information on how you can see all three at a discount on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
My latest work is called Losing My Religion. And Losing My Religion is sort of an introspective work covering my career, what's happening in the world globally. You may see some stuff you may remember from back in the day, some of you's older stuff and new stuff, and put it all together and create new ideas with it.
That was Philly's own Rennie Harris. He's bringing his Pure Movement dance troupe to the Annenberg Center. They're doing three shows on Friday and Saturday with a pre-show conversation with Harris on Friday. The performance starts at 7:30, and on Saturday, performances are at 2 and 7:30. Like Harris, Miles Davis and John Coltrane were dedicated to their craft. This year marks the centennial for both jazz icons. Their legacy is being celebrated by pianist Emmett Cohen. He'll be at the Miller Theater on Friday night with trumpeter Jeremy Felt and saxophonist Tivon Pennicott. Miles and Coltrane at 100 starts at 7:30. It's time for March Madness, and this year you can see it live right here in Philly. The Xfinity Mobile Arena is host to four first-round games on Friday with teams including Virginia, Tennessee, and second-seed UConn. On Sunday, teams in the round of 32, to be determined, will play. Now that's the good news. The bad news? Those tickets are selling fast, so get that credit card out now if you want to go. Happy Holi. The colorful celebration, a mainstay in the Indian culture, comes to the Penn Museum on Saturday. The traditional throwing of the colors comes with live music, storytelling, and dance that celebrates love, unity, and the triumph of good over evil. Now that sounds like something we can all use right now. It goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and is included with museum admission. From Holi celebrations to celebrating one special artist. English singer-songwriter Kate Bush was reintroduced to young audiences through Stranger Things. But a group of fans honor her every year at the Night of a Thousand Kates. It's a concert and performance all in one, and it's happening at Underground Arts on Saturday night. Doors open at 7:30, show starts at 8:30. This will be an everlasting love. This will be the one I've waited for. It's 2026 and the news may be grim, but there are still people operating in love, joy, and hope. Some of those people are getting married. If you're one of them, Sunday's Philadelphia Wedding Walk is where you need to be if you're in the planning process. Attendees can head to 10 local venues set up like actual ceremonies via shuttle bus and meet with over 100 wedding vendors. Your ticket comes with refreshments, cocktails, and an after party at City Winery. It starts at noon. We're hoping this first spring weekend puts a little spring in your step. We all have a finite number of weekends, so make them count. If you want to hear more or missed any details, we invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.